Welcome to the Goal Lines Podcast, your Mid-Missouri football guide. If you don't already subscribe, find us on Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's installment of the News Tribune Football Podcast featuring the Blair Oaks Falcons. I'm your host, Tony Hawley, sitting here with Greg Jackson of the News Tribune. And before Greg and I start to break things down this week, let's listen to a little bit of Greg's conversation with Blair Oaks head coach Ted LePage.
Let's take a quick look back at last week's 55-0 win against Hallsville. What were a few things that jumped out on you when you look back at the game on film?
The way we played the chip on our shoulder in the first quarter. It was a really, really exciting thing when we turned on film, and there's mistakes being made, but the effort and the enthusiasm, just the overall play of all three phases of the game in the first quarter were really good. The situation that I really noticed, we kept that alive the whole game. We just didn't settle for doing it in the first quarter. They really played extremely well the whole game.
One of the things we also talked about after the game was it was an all-around good game by Zach Pringer, just offensively, defensively. What have you liked that you've seen from him the last few weeks?
He's the same guy. I always refer to Dylan being the same guy. Zach never gets too excited, never gets too low. He's always the same guy. He's always competing. He's always going at full speed. A lot of times we as coaches kind of look at him like he's cruising, but it's because he's so smooth with his running style. He was running fast, and you see him on film, you're like, oh my gosh, he's running fast, but it just doesn't, he looks effortless, and that's a big compliment. That's not being negative, that's being a compliment. So he practices at such a high level, and he wants to do well. He knows this is his opportunity, and he's taking the most of it.
I feel like you talk about this every week, but we talk about it every week for a reason. That's your run defense, because that was a team coming in averaging 303 yards per game, and they finished with less than 100. And what did you like that you all did to shut down the running back Harrison Fowler?
I thought after the first series, we had a player that had been injured through the weeks, so didn't practice much. Once he got his bearings on what gap he was supposed to fill, we stayed gap control very, very well. And I know that sounds very funny, but our gap control was extremely on point. And so there was nowhere to go with the ball. And then I thought our tackling may have been as good as we've been in the last 2 years in this game. We tackled low, we tackled sure. We really stressed during the week that Fowler was going to be a powerful runner and you better tackle him low. And I thought our players did a good job of that. In fact, he saw Fowler a couple times stopping because he knew we were throwing at his legs. But a really good all-around effort at gap control and then tackling low.
And this week's opponent, Southern Boone, what have you seen from them on film?
Two different offenses, and I know I say that a bunch, but I think they had some guys hurt. They've been a wing T type of offense that's out of the gun, but they throw it a lot more than most wing T teams do. But last week they went into full outright air raid mode and threw it 42 times. So we got to be ready for them to run with their power back. They do a really good job on the offensive side of the ball. Their schemes are very, very good. So you have to be really gap conscious against them. But the other thing, they can extend the field. The quarterback is extremely gifted with his arm, also his legs. Their receivers really go get the ball. So it's going to be a huge task for us.
All right, that was Blair Oaks head coach Ted LePage. And Greg, I like to think that you and I are pretty smart guys and we know a fair amount of things, but we don't know nothing if you know, last week is any indication, because we both thought that was going to be kind of a decent game last week, and Blair Oaks proved us terribly, terribly wrong by making that one 55-0 and really just not much of a game at all from the very beginning.
I mean, I keep saying, man, that run defense is really good, and they held four opponents in a row under 100 yards rushing. I'm like, all right, so this is going to be the week where they finally snap that streak, because Hallsville came in averaging 303
right.
yards rushing. Nope, they didn't make it to 100 either. Now, to be fair, their quarterback left the game midway through the second quarter.
Sure.
I'm guessing due to injury. I think he scrambled on a botched punt attempt and he didn't come back in. So I don't know if it was injury or if they were already down by enough they didn't want to risk injury, but they played with a backup quarterback for the last 2.5 quarters, although he did look good throwing the ball. But to Blair Oaks' defense credit, Harrison Fowler had almost 350 yards rushing the week before, and in this against Southern Boone, and in this game he didn't even get to 50 yards rushing.
Yeah,
that was
right.
I mean, he is one of the best running backs in the conference, and the Blair Oaks defense made him he did not look like the best running back in the conference against that defense.
Right. It's becoming one of those things where these scores each week keep getting kind of more and more lopsided, and it's because both sides of the ball are playing great right now. It's just simple as that. You're seeing an extremely efficient offense, and you're seeing a defense that just seems to be kind of rounding into shape and really putting some fantastic performances on the board.
Right, and I wonder if I'm skeptical, or if we were skeptical last week, because, the defense last year just really struggled to hold teams in the 20s because we saw a lot of shootout games. And then we saw the season opener in the shootout. Right. We're thinking, oh, no, they're picking up where they left off. But, I mean, again, you go back and look, and they've given up, I believe, 22 points is the most they've given up since that season opener. And the first-string defense didn't give up any of those points.
Right.
One touchdown was on special teams. The other two were against second-string defense. So we're getting to the point where the first-string defense, I'd have to go back and look, but it's been at least three games since they've allowed a touchdown.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Again, I'll be curious to see if they can keep that going this week against Southern Boone.
Yeah, I was
going
to say, we'll kind of turn our focus forward. But last week gets Blair Oaks to now 8-0, 6-0 in the Tri-County. They go to Southern Boone tonight for a 7 o'clock start. It's a Southern Boone team that's 4-4 and 3-3 in league play. But it's one of those things where you look at it and go, yeah, I think this will be an interesting test just from the standpoint of, again, if you're looking for a team that's been consistently putting up points, they've also been giving up a fair amount of points, but it is an offense that should, again, provide a test. That's what we're assuming. We'll see how this plays out again. But it's a Southern Boone team that scored 39 last week. Granted, they lost 54-39.
Yeah.
But, kind of going backwards, they scored 27 the week before that, 42-49. So it's a team that's got the ability to score some points. So, again, if you just want to see, okay, prove it to me one more time, this would be a week where the Blair Oaks defense could prove it to you one more time by slowing down an offense that's pretty darn good.
And again, I'm talking with Coach LePage because I had only really reviewed some film from the Osage game, so I didn't really look too much ahead of that. And he's like, yep, this is a wing tee offense. I was like, wait, what? No, not another one. Because they've got a new coach, Mark Ross. He came down to Southern Boone this year from Marceline. They started off with the wing tee, but out of the shotgun, so a lot like Maryville. Maryville did the wing tee under center, but they threw the ball a lot. This is a wing tee offense that also throws the ball a lot, but they do it out of the shotgun.
Okay.
However, last week in the Osage game, they switched to a spread offense. So, again, it's another week where Blair Oaks is like, we got to prepare for everything because we don't know what teams are going to throw at us. Same thing defensively, Southern Boone has mostly been a 3-4 defense, and last week they were 4-3. So, again, the Blair Oaks offense has prepared to face that. A lot of this could be because of some injuries. Like when I was looking at some film on Huddle, I saw about six players wearing jersey tops but were not dressed out for the game. And I'm guessing a lot of that was due to injury.
Okay.
And two of them were their two leading tacklers on defense, so maybe that also has to do with why the defense has been struggling these last 2 weeks against Hallsville and Osage. Offensively, you've got quarterback Austin Evans and wide receiver Chase Morris, who are just who just have a great connection, kind of like maybe the Sam Sticknote and Blake Dabkus type connections that we've seen from the past. It always seems like Southern Boone has a quarterback and a top-tier receiver every year, so this is nothing new.
Right.
It's just going to be kind of interesting how they're going to utilize them. What Coach LePage says, the Morris kid wins a lot of tip balls.
Okay.
He's not like A.J. Osteen, who was like 6'4 and would win jump balls. Like, this kid just has great hands. He's only 5'8, 155, 160 pounds.
Okay.
So I'm curious to see just how good he will be against this Blair Oaks defense.
The one thing I will say about the Blair Oaks defense that I think is very admirable is, and we've talked about this a little bit in the past, but it does seem like, and granted, this is not—it's not that they're the only team that this happens for, because, like you say, Southern Boone did something different last week that we weren't expecting them to do. But I do think over the years, I've got to believe that Blair Oaks sees more different looks from people than their typical looks than almost any other team going. And I will say that for the defense to be consistently good against that kind of ability to change things up or having to deal with people changing things up on you is something that just goes to show how good those kids are about making adjustments or maybe making in-game adjustments and having to deal with that. Because it seems like this happens regularly. So again, if you told me that they were going to come out in a third type of offense tonight that's completely different, that's, you know, yeah. Southern Moon hasn't run all yet to this point this season, I wouldn't be surprised to hear that.
Yeah, and the thing that's impressed me about this Blair Oaks defense was, here's the thing, when there were a lot of shootouts last year, it's not like those guys were on the sideline for very long to try to make adjustments between series, sure, because the offense could go out and score in like three plays if they wanted to. Now, don't get me wrong, you can say the same thing this year, right. but these kids they brought back every starter on defense except one player. All these guys are a year older. They're doing a better job of tackling on initial contact, okay, whereas last year teams were just breaking tackle, and getting those extra 10 to 15 yards on plays where they should have been stopped for like a 2-yard gain.
Sure. So this game's big for a couple reasons. One, you want to win the conference title. You want to go through the conference undefeated if you can. You want to finish the regular season undefeated if you can. But there's yet another subplot that I think comes into this one from the standpoint of, we're still playing for something at this point. I mean, they're, you know, we're a week away from districts beginning, and I guess what the best thing you can say about the way things are kind of playing out this year is that there's still some district implications this late in the season. Sometimes you're just playing to be playing, and there's really nothing riding on it. This game maybe has a little bit of something still riding on it.
So the reason that it is that way is because Herman is the 2 seed behind Blair Oaks right now. So as of tonight, and Herman's has changed in the last few hours because there were a few Thursday night football games. So heading into tonight, Blair Oaks has 54.48 points, and Herman has 49.86. So we're talking about a 4.5-point difference. The reason it comes into play is because Herman has played up a lot this year within their conference, and they're playing a Class 4 team in Union, so they're going to get the bonus points there. Now, Blair Oaks will get bonus points for playing up a class, but here's the thing. Herman, if they can find a way to beat Union, I mean, Union is 8-0, so you add that to the strength of schedule, and you have to factor in everything. So I spent about 10 minutes last night preparing best-case scenarios for Herman and worst-case scenarios for Blair Oaks.
Okay.
So the way I look at it is, if everything goes according to plan for Herman, meaning they have to win tomorrow, they have to win by 13 points, we're talking the maximum they can get up to is 52.61. Blair Oaks, I kind of went and looked ahead, and you got to remember, strength of schedule is not going to matter because with conference games, everybody's going to be 500. I mean, one team's going to win, but another team you played is going to lose.
Sure.
I predicted that Maryville will beat St. Joseph Lafayette, and Lutheran North's going to lose to St. Mary's out of St. Louis. And if Blair Oaks does what it needs to do, which is beat Southern Boone and win by 13, I have them with 54.84 points, and if that number ends up being exactly right, this post-it note in my hand, I'm gonna get this authenticated, and I'm gonna brag about my math skills on that one. But bottom line, folks, is if Blair Oaks wins and wins by 13, they're good. They're the 1 seed.
Don't worry, everybody. We've done a surveil of the News Tribune offices, and they do not look like the windows of a beautiful mind. Greg has not been scrawling on the walls and trying to figure this all out. He has kept it on paper, so at least it has not sprawled to the point where anyone's in danger of this. But it is kind of interesting to see that, you know, this has become kind of commonplace where every year, you know, I think as Blair Oaks does this sort of thing where, you know, they are so good and you can kind of, you have to kind of deal with this more often. There are a lot of sports writers around the state who never have to worry about the formula, never have to worry about the points. They just let it all shake out because there's never any implications. So credit Blair Oaks for putting you in a situation where you have to try to do advanced math sometimes just to figure this stuff out. So again, getting back to this game, if they're able to do what they want to do and they're able to get a win and they're able to win by 13, what happens in this game that enables that to happen?
You know, I'll be curious to see if Southern Boone can score touchdowns on deep passes, if they can find a way to burn the Blair Oaks secondary, because that's something we haven't really seen since maybe week one against Maryville, but maybe you attribute some of that to the Blair Oaks defense just being caught off guard that they were a throwing wing tee instead of a running wing tee. I'll tell you what, I'm gonna give Southern Boone credit. I'm gonna say they do get one passing touchdown, but I do think that's it, and I think Blair Oaks wins this 156-7.
All right, that should do it for this week. For Greg Jackson, I'm Tony Hawley saying thanks for listening.
For more information about this week's game, pick up a copy of the Goal Line section in Friday's News Tribune and get game updates and more prep sports content all week by following Greg Jackson on Twitter at ActionJackson05. That's Action, J-A-X-O-N-05. Thanks for listening.